I turn their attention to Genesis 43, Genesis chapter 43. I want to leave a simple but hopefully helpful thought for you to take with you into the time of prayer, as well as into maybe the year that is ahead. It was good also to see some of you in December, those that made it to Greenville for the conference, and very thankful for the support that you have shown in prayer and the encouragement that you have been. Obviously, I work hand in hand with Stephen and do be praying for him. He's under the weather at present. Just pray that the Lord would put his hand upon Stephen and strengthen him again. But Genesis 43, and I'll just read the one text, really, just to focus in. Genesis 43, verse 11. So the context is familiar to most of you, I'm sure. It's this back and forth between the sons of Jacob going to Egypt for corn, and then returning, and then having to go back again, and all that transpires. But in verse 11 we read, "And their father Israel said unto them, If it must be so now, do this. Take of the best fruits in the land in your vessels, and carry down the man a present, a little balm, and a little honey, spices, and myrrh, nuts, and almonds." Let's pray. Lord, bless this meditation. May it stimulate prayer that is truly honorable in thy presence, kingdom-oriented, that Christ may be magnified. Grant thy spirit now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So like most of you, we begin the year again, perhaps with various reading plans, and I've gone through Genesis and into Exodus, and I noted here in Genesis 43 recently just what is here in verse 11. And as I was wondering what to bring today, Stephen asked me on Friday if I would bring the message to you. I said, sure, and then I was wondering what to say. Well, this came back to mind. And if I was to put a title on this, it would be, Don't Undervalue the Ordinary. Don't undervalue the ordinary. So last month, it was the Foundations Conference. Many of you made it. Others of you watched on, or, well, you prayed for it, and you're listening through the various messages and in full support. And of course, when you have a conference like that, like any conference, you have assigned speakers, and some of them at least, perhaps with some exceptions like myself, some of them may be globally renowned speakers, men that are known across the world in some cases, certainly well known within certain quarters, very gifted, very capable, very able, and very powerful in their own way as they minister the word of God. And so we have these highlights, these seasons, conferences, and things of that nature that we get excited about and we're so delighted to enter into. And sometimes there may be a little bit of a downer afterwards, and we undervalue the ordinary. Well, in verse 11, I want you to note here that the line that says, take of the best fruits in the land in your vessels. Take of the best fruits in the land in your vessels. Take the best. But the problem with the best is that the best that they had was not sufficient. They needed corn. The corn was the staple of their existence. And while where they were provided some sustenance, and you have honey mentioned and spices, myrrh, nuts, almonds, and there may have been other things as well, these dainties were not sufficient for the ongoing sustaining of their life. There are other languages that or statements that are made that they're going to starve, they're struggling to survive if they don't have corn. There is this need for the basic. And so I was thinking about that, and just three simple headings. First, the ordinary is saving. The ordinary is saving. The corn would save them. It was absolutely essential. When you go back to, I think it's the end of chapter 41. Chapter 41, verse 57. All countries came into Egypt to Joseph for to buy corn, because that the famine was so sore in all lands. They came for the corn. The corn was what was necessary for life, and it was saving. When you think of most of our experience, most of us are saved in very ordinary ways. The word of God brought by a mother, by a father, by a Sunday school teacher. Most of us are brought to Christ by a very ordinary individual presenting before us the simplicity of the gospel. And that changed our lives. And so we have a tendency to underestimate or undervalue just what these people accomplished. Parents, Sunday school teachers, friends, ordinary people. And we elevate these great and wonderful preachers and so on. But so often we have actually benefited savingly from the ordinary. Just like the corn, we can't underestimate it. We ought not to undervalue what it is that God generally uses, which is just ordinary people giving themselves to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's saving. It's also satisfying. The ordinary is satisfying. So it ought to be, at least. We should be satisfied with the ordinary. We should enjoy it. Now, you go back to your churches. You know, people have to come away, and they don't have the Joel Beakeys, and they don't have the Steve Lawsons, and they don't have these great preachers to listen to every single week. And of course, you know, we tend to maybe undervalue the ordinary ministry of our pastors and our preachers, and we shouldn't. We should be satisfied as they faithfully bring the word of God to us. And we must be very careful not to enter into a murmuring spirit. Now, if you're sitting under a poor ministry, that's another factor. That's another issue. But if you have a pastor who is faithful, and he may not be great, and he may not be on the conference circuit and going around the world, but if he is bringing you faithfully the word of God, don't be like the children of Israel murmuring at the manna. Be thankful for the ordinary means of grace and the satisfying influence of that ordinary breaking of the bread of life to your soul. And so therefore, not only is the ordinary saving and satisfying, it is special. It is special. The corn was special. It was absolutely essential to their existence. And so again, while at times when things are in abundance, we may overlook these basic things. When there's a famine in the land, then all of a sudden people will give up their gold and their silver and everything just for the basic things that sustain their life. And all of a sudden we realize and we value the significance, that which is special about things like corn, which seem so easily overlooked on other occasions. So it's special. You and your church, that's a special thing. Sitting there with these other ordinary believers, and maybe you look at them and you think you have more kinship and friendship with the people on this call. Be very careful with that. Now, I understand that there can be various reasons why we may struggle to truly enter into the fellowship of those in our own congregation. But don't, again, try to see that those people God has put you in among in His providence, that you're there to be an encouragement to them and them to you. And so receive the corn in your church. But thank God for your pastor and your elders, your Sabbath school teachers, and others that are around you that bring the corn, because you need the corn. And it's far more special than at times we realize. So, in 2022, don't be thinking, oh, I'm so sad that the conference is over and different things have passed. Thank God for the basic sustenance of your spiritual life. Thank God for how he sustains us. And this is it. I mean, this corn was to go across the nations. It was to provide and save much people alive. That's what Joseph did, simply by giving them corn. Not the special things, not the almonds and all the rest of it. Especially the significance of the corn was going to save multitudes. So again, you don't have to be a great preacher and a mighty preacher to make a difference. You just have to distribute the corn to the people in your community, and God will use it to extend his kingdom. So may the Lord help us to value the simple, because it's often the simple that he uses for his name's sake. Thank you.